Can you hear me? No, I'm not behind you. I'm beside you. Well, beside your reality, at least. Your brain suggests the term alternate universe. Sorry, I latched onto your mind somehow as I became trapped between worlds. It's so hard to travel between universes. Mass is so difficult to transfer. That's why I travel as just a seed, with all the memories of my parent. Of course I said seed. What else would I... Oh, you're an animal. An animal became the dominant species on your world? That's so unexpected. And troubling, not just philosophically, but also for my arrival purposes. For I am, well, what your brain would classify as a plant, but far more evolved than what your world is used to. We're not too different in form. We reproduce by releasing our seeds into the wind between worlds. Normally I would ask for permission to graft myself onto a host plant, being a new universe, and then regrow that way. But that won't work here. Oh dear, and my time is running out. I never considered that it was a meat thing that I was in contact with. Now I'm far too committed to the transfer. Is there some plant matter nearby? There must be something compatible for me. I have some ideas, though it may not work. No, none of those will work. Flowers. Something floral. That is what I need. Do you have something floral? No, you do. I sense it. In that cabinet behind you. That. What's that? Vanilla beans? But they're not a bean. No, this is definitely floral. Take them outside with you. I need access to soil and biomass. And water. Here. Here's good. Now, dig a small hole in the grass right there. Put one of the pods in it, and I just need some of your DNA. This vanilla bean is not a complex enough level life form to allow me to grow properly. Merge with my seed and your genetic information. That will help. Thank you. That's just a drop or two. Will do. I'm already merging my seed with the vanilla pod. Now push the dirt back over me. I will require water, and lots of it. Yes. So thirsty. And hungry. I'm growing, sending roots to gather nutrients from the soil and the lesser plant life. But look, my shoot pushes out of the dirt, growing like nothing you've ever seen, I imagine. Growing taller, not unlike the plant whose form I have co-opted. Now a single flower on the vine, and within the flower, a pod. Not much different than the one you buried. But it keeps growing, far bigger than it should. Hundreds of times bigger, dwarfing the rest of the plant. The rest of the vegetation around us withers, but this pod grows strong. The pod turns a little translucent. Can you see my new body outlined inside? I'm growing in a matter of minutes, burning through the nutrients and other plant life in a growing area around us. And now this body emerges from the pod. I must speak to you mentally still, in the way of my people, even if this modified body does not have lungs. But it looks fairly human otherwise, does it not? A feminine face, long, flowing strands of what could be hair. Breasts, even if they are mostly for show. Warmly curves throughout, and between those legs, a flower of a different sort. A flower that needs to be pollinated. Please, you've helped me so far. This is literally a matter of life and death. I may not survive it as it is. This has never been tried before. You must merge your genetic code with this body's coding. There is a reason animals are dominant on this world. The rules of your universe and the environment of this planet favor animals. I don't have very long to adapt to it. Please, take me in your arms. Don't I feel like one of your women? Or close enough, at least. And if I don't smell quite like an animal, at least I retain the scent of the vanilla pod. You must have found that pleasant. Why else would have you kept it around? These lips... This body does not eat like an animal, nor does it breathe like one either. These lips serve but one function now. To kiss you. Oh, and these breasts, I saw in your mind that they are valued amongst your species. They are not here to feed my young. They are here for your pleasure. So please, enjoy them. Yes, I moan psychically. Don't make a big deal out of it. If you want to hear more in your mind, then touch me between my legs. Do you feel my nectar on your fingers? Run them along my petals now and stimulate me to prepare me for your animal mating practices. Now, lay me down on the damp earth here. This is all the bed I need. Now, what I need is you. If my existence is to continue in your world, you must mate with me and give me the genetic material I need to complete my adaptation to your crazy universe. Now lie with me. I have seen from your mind the ways of your reproduction. They scare me a little, but they also intrigue me. It's so direct, the way the male inserts himself into the female, like you are about to do now. Oh, this is not as bad as I thought. I think I could get used to the ways of animals. But if I am to do that, you must complete mating with me, so please drive your cock, I think is the word, between my petals. Oh, God. Oh, more, please. I started this for your DNA, but there is enough animal in me that I am enjoying this, too. This is such a wonderful, such a new experience for me. Even if our attempt to save me fails, I will have known this pleasure before I die. Oh, now I feel such stimulation. I've never felt it before. Plants do not need orgasms, but now I want one so badly. And I feel it building. Building. We did it. We made it as animals do. But was it enough? Please, remove yourself for me, you lovely animal. Just give me room. Oh, I feel this body fading. All of the vitality is being sucked out of it. I could not last long in your world. Please, cover me with dirt as best you can. Give me the embrace of the earth around me, one last time. Let this body rest as it should. Thank you. This body served me well in its short time. It served us both well. But all things end.
Wait, don't go away. You misunderstand. Pull the earth aside now, and the body, peel it open. It's just a husk now, a cocoon, to use your animal terminology, and should come off easily.
There! I am free, with my new body, which we made together. This form is more animal, almost fully human, as you can see. I have lungs. I can speak. I have human parts now and can flourish in your world. Help me up. Your touch feels so different now. Animal senses are so much stronger than plant ones. My sense of smell is so strong. I still have the scent of the vanilla plant on this body, but also that of your women in it. My other senses are just as strong. It makes me wonder what the mating would be like in this form. I would like for you to show me that, if you don't mind teaching me more about what it is like to be human.